Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Otis. Sam. Alrighty. Well, in a few minutes, we'll be doing our Dimitri Graffiti, a great opportunity for, again, congratulations to Melissa, big winner there in Wheeling, a recovering drug addict, I don't know if it's drugs or alcohol, whatever. But congratulations to her. Very, very, very happy for her, truly. So we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. A great opportunity for you to, if you are some of the winners, you can gloat, supporters, you can gloat. People lost elections, you can call in and be very bitter. Do whatever you want, but follow the rules of engagement. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-32... Otis, Jesus. 740-325-1490. All right, so we've got all of that. And again, Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. Multi-point inspection, the $300 prize package, oil change, tire rotation, car wash slash detailing, and all these great Armor All car care products, and so much other stuff here, $300 value. And Melissa's going to be the big winner. We'll have Crown get in touch with her, let her know when she can come out there to Washington Crown Center, where Crown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is, and now Mitsubishi, and pick up the great prize package. Hopefully she's strong enough to do that. If she's a recovering addict, oh, she's strong enough. Oh, yeah. All right, so there's that. After the show, I'm going to do a special Facebook Live stream addressed directly to the two winners, the incumbents, the Richland Township election, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. They won fair and square. They deserve all of the credit. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's not going to be what I'll be talking about, though. Also, this is going out to David Bloomquist as well, the mistake by the lake there at Tappan. So all that is going to be coming up, all of that. All right, what else? The election results, again, it's Steubenville, the library. You almost lost the election for the levy, and the solution is so simple. Every library in America should be listening and listening to me and doing what I'm suggesting regarding the children's section. There are many parents who do not want their children exposed to the topic of sex. It doesn't matter if it's heterosexual sex or not heterosexual sex. They do not want their children exposed to it. That's the issue with the LGBTQ plus children's books in the children's section of a library. It is not because they disapprove of your lifestyle or your choice or whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. It's not because they hate you because you're not heterosexual. It's because they don't want their children exposed to the topic of sex. How hard is this for you to understand? My solution is so simple, it's unbelievable. I can't believe how simple it is. And it's a brilliant solution. Have all of the LGBTQ plus kids books in the kids section of the library, but have them on a shelf so high that the only people who can see these books are the parents. If a parent does not want her child to see a children's book about LGBTQ plus, then the parent does nothing because the kid can't see it because it's high up on the shelf, on a shelf where the kid can't see it. Only the parents can see it. However, if you're a parent who has no problem with your kid reading about LGBTQ plus, you know, kids books, fine. Then take it down and show her. If she doesn't like that, show him. If he doesn't like that, you know, whatever. It's a win-win. The books stay in the children's section. They're just high enough on a shelf so that parents can decide for themselves while they're in the children's section with their children which books the children will be allowed to access. If a parent does not want a child or his or her child to read books regarding any kind of a sexual theme, an LGBTQ and anything else that's a sexual theme, then they just don't reach for those books from the top shelf. And if they do, they do reach for them. Free choice. The books stay in the children's section. It's a win-win. And this is not about hate. This is not about, you know, terrible stuff regarding a non-heterosexual lifestyle. No. We just don't want our kids exposed to any type of messaging regarding sex, whether it's the books or whether it's a drag queen reading or anything like that. That we just don't want them exposed. It doesn't matter if it's a drag queen or a Playboy bunny. It doesn't matter if somebody is heterosexual or not heterosexual. We don't want our kids exposed to a sexual theme. How hard is this for you to understand? It almost cost you the election yesterday regarding the library in Jefferson County. The solution is so simple. Keep the books in the children's section. Just have them high enough so it's only for the parents who can see them. And then it's self-selection. If parents want it, fine. They give it to their kids. If the parents don't want it, they don't give it to their kids. Everybody wins. No book is banned. I mean, honestly, do I have to solve every problem in America before 9 o'clock this morning? Apparently so. Apparently so. And I'm happy to do it, by the way. All right, fine. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up here. Again, congratulations to Melissa, counselor, recovering addict. God bless her for her, all of her work. These are great people. They really are. They're just great, great people. The rules of engagement, don't have your radio on when you call. Don't wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local law. Do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We're going to have to say goodbye to our friends on the Facebook live stream because, again, Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti. But download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, and you can hear me, also the River Talk Radio Network. So goodbye to all of our Facebook friends. Please share this everywhere, if you would, please. Share it everywhere. And why can't this thing work? Why can't I hit finish? Why isn't it not letting me? Oh, there we go. So I almost had a problem there. It wasn't letting me end. But now it is. Okay, so we're cool. All right, the intro is coming up. Line up now. Lines are cleared. And have fun with it. You want to rip me a new one today, I guess. I guess today would be the day. Here we go.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
It's Dimitri Graffiti. The rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Dimitri, I would never call and rip your gripper so you can't hold your mud. We got your back.
Dimitri Graffiti.
There's no way you have a show producer.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, Barbara, why is all the books on the top shelf missing? Oh, Dimitri was here, sorry.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Darren Feast would be rolling over in his grave if he knew this.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, come on, I tell you,
as soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Tomato graffiti.
I said foreign books, not foreign books.
Tomato graffiti.
Hey, Dimitri, it's Otis again. So you're saying Melissa won that prize package? I guess I'll be getting a hold of my friend in Cleveland to come after you.
I just got a text. Darren Feast is not dead, so I take that back.
Tomato graffiti.
You can't shove it down people's throats and make it seem acceptable and normal if it's on the top shelf.
Tomato graffiti.
$1 million.
Tomato graffiti.
Elgin McArdle is getting incarcerated.
Tomato graffiti.
I just want to talk about that $1 million Hillsborough cap.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Tomato graffiti.
Hey, Dimitri, how's it going today?
Tomato graffiti.
Yeah, what would Johnny and Marie say?
Tomato graffiti.
Someone says what?
Tomato graffiti.
What? What?
Tomato graffiti.
Hey, there's a Peabody Chess reunion this weekend.
Tomato graffiti.
Yeah, I'm driving towards the tower. Do you know what it looks like?
Tomato graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand?
I would say that tower is $1 billion.
Hell yeah.
We're all going to go to the Richland Township Ballroom.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. With just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
I can't hear if you opened it up.
Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt.